Chapter 9, The War Master.
Skola Sikana Security Incident Report. At 22:30, gamma-level activity was detected in the Balajam habitation block. Sensors spiked several times, exceeding lethal levels. On-site damage was logged. All levels returned to normal. An unscheduled training session was confirmed by the chapter lead and his second. Our response team stood down.
Granted my freedom, I raced back to my HAB suite and collected Starfire before cutting over to the HAB hall of Clan Killhaven. The hefty weapon sat on my shoulder while I waited in the foyer with the door watcher, another first year named Carmichael. He harbored a burnt-to-ashes sort of scent, and I guessed that he didn't mess around.
"Dinner is being served,"
said Bazana Laurent, eyeing my weapon.
"You are welcome to join us if you're hungry."
We'd met at orientation, and I had to believe my reputation had plummeted since. Could I sit with my class?
"Of course, this way."
The Clan Killhaven dining room was a proud sight. It was huge, and none of the tables or chairs were bolted in place. Going by the smell, the food even had a modicum of flavor. I would thank Proctor Chinasa later. Miss Laurent showed me to the table of Class 1137 Lima. There were dozens of such tables around it, and thankfully, ours had an empty chair.
"Silver."
Jinx jumped up first and shook my hand, checking that I was real, no doubt. "Do you mind if I sit here with you?"
"That chair is taken,"
said Helix, not looking up from her plate.
"We saved it in honor of McKittrick."
There was one sure way to pierce my new psychic armor, and Helix had found it in seconds. "That's okay," I said. "I'm not staying. I came by to drop off something for Whisper." Whisper looked frazzled but whole. It had been a while since I'd siphoned off her excess energy, and her eyes seemed to sparkle in an unreal manner as she looked up at me. She didn't smile. In a way, I wasn't even sure she saw me as I reached out to touch her cheek. A giant spark leaped from her head into my hand with a loud crack, startling the entire room. It hit my armor and spread across it in a brilliant display of spidery silver veins, ending at the glaive in my other hand. Starfire glowed faintly, adorned with the fresh aura of white gold energy. It had been nearing showtime for Whisper. I gently caressed the side of her head as she tilted it into my hand. In an instant, her balance was restored. Whisper spoke in a totally normal voice.
"Silver, where were you?"
"In the medic cay, but I'm better now."
"We thought you'd left."
"And gone where?"
"To the recycler, of course. Helix was certain of your fate."
Whisper was yanking on someone's chain, and it wasn't mine. "Almost, but I need you to watch my glaive for a while. Can you store it in your room for safekeeping?"
"Sure. Can I touch it?"
"Of course. And if you're feeling bad, hold it and tell Dawn to send me my safe word. She knows it."
"We all know it,"
said Whisper.
"She hasn't spoken all week. Will the glaive help?"
Dawn's most sultry voice seemed to nibble on my ear, making me blush. "Yes," I nudged her back and spoke out loud for the benefit of the rest of our class. "I'll check in more often now that I'm out."
"Where are you going now?"
said Jinx. "A condition of my release was that I join a sanctioned clan." I looked over at Helix, who had somehow found the ability to look at me. "I'll be joining House Balagem tonight." The Balagem Hab Hall existed on the opposite end of the row of sanctionite Habs from Killhaven. The neutral Habs, guard towers, and alleyways acted as a sinister zone between the two. While heavier muzzles adorned the towers, the few patrols I saw carried stun guns to guide the wayward home. The Sanctionites posted their own watchers and took separate paths to avoid the security forces. The prescribed dodging of authority reminded me of the subterranean sectors of any hive city. I arrived at Balagem empty-handed and more than a bit put out by my class's mixed reception. I had made up my mind ahead of time on my final destination, but it would have been nice to be wanted. I found myself hoping I'd run into McKittrick again, if only for her somewhat friendly face and eagerness to share a thought. I'd landed back on square one in the Arena of Trust, which, when you think about it, is always a great place to start. Funnel Galt, Balagem's ranking second-year student, led me into a somewhat private lounge with five of his prized recruits. The chairs were comfortable, cushioned, and adaptive to one size. Again, nothing was bolted to the floor. Galt was an inch taller than me, with a thicker air of confidence attached to his second-year status.
"Perrick Silver, there's no need for long introductions. We know who you are and why you're here."
"And what does that mean?" I said.
It means Commissar Belling warned us that you might be stopping by. How was your stay in the medic hay?
The Commissar is a fine fellow. Did he mention why I was there?
He said you took out 4 guards and threatened Proctor Alicante.
By the looks on the squad of first year's faces, I might as well have spit on the Emperor. I wasn't the only one crushing on June Alicante. Belling lied. I barely laid a finger on her. She'd been attacked by Locadio Rink and I got the blame. Laying the blame on another got me nowhere. Galt's expression turned sour.
You know Rink?
We've spoken. We're not friends.
Too bad. We could use him on our side.
I stood up. If that's where you stand on Rink, I'll be going. I can't see myself joining a clan that would harbor a murderous psychopath.
Hold up. That's not what I meant.
For all I knew, Galt considered me the murderous psychopath. I was the one that needed to be bolted down, not the furniture. Having no way forward, I intended to leave. Blocking the doorway to the den, a young woman spoke for the clan's leader.
Funnel Galt meant that Locadio Rink is a torch of effortless, misguided power. He's the perfect source of energy for a psychic funnel.
The woman had gray eyes and a tinge of blue adorning the ends of her shoulder-length blonde hair. She wore the same uniform and collar as the rest of us, but it didn't fit the same. She wasn't a Sanctionite. She seemed to own the place, or at least Funnel Galt. What's a psychic funnel, I said.
A psyker that can collect power from other psykers and use it in an amplified manner. Funnel Galt is one such being.
She seemed overly proud of that fact. Can I watch? I wanted to see how he did it, and if it matched my own parasitical practice. The woman sauntered in and nudged Galt with her hip.
He prefers his privacy, but we could always use another scout.
The pathway out was clear. And you are? I should have started with introductions, but was playing hard to get.
Alexis Silk. I'm a reader.
Fair warning aside, Silk was the perfect name for a spider. In Clan Belagam?
Every clan needs a recruiter.
With an utterly magnetic charisma, Alexis was far more than that. She reached out her hand to me.
Call me Lexi.
I hesitated, preparing myself, clearing the decks and dropping my psychic armor. Silver. I snagged a small sample of her energy before letting go of her hand, and I felt her take a sizable taste of mine. My personal shield went back up as we parted. She examined me like a warp witch might if I'd stumbled into her lair. I knew the feeling all too well. My adrenaline spiked as I realized I was suddenly horribly attracted to her. Releasing the bit of energy I'd taken, it flowed straight back into Lexi, and the insane pressure dropped. With Lexi's boyfriend standing right there, I planted my feet and fought to regain my self-control. Lexi smiled, covering the exchange.
You okay, Silver? You look like you've seen a ghost.
Her remark derailed whatever impure thoughts I was having. I sat back down. I didn't need a recruiter or a hard sell. I'd be happy to scout if that's what they needed, or stalk whatever gave them grief. Galt resumed the interview if only to peel my attention off of Lexi.
Silver, are you aiming for the Imperial Guard?
I'm aiming to survive this first month and see where it gets me.
That's fair. The majority in Sicana will end up in the Guard, as fodder or, if they're lucky, support.
Why didn't you?
I got a reprieve for my mentorship of Belagam, bought me an extra year of training outside the line of fire, but I'm due to be transferred out in a few more months.
Funnels are incredibly valuable,
said Lexi.
The Guard tries not to waste them too quickly.
By her sudden change in mood, she obviously had a strong connection to Galt. Is Funnel a given name or an ability?
Both. It's redundant, I know. They spotted my talent early and assigned the name upon my entry into Sicana.
He seemed proud of being a psyker in a way I'd never even considered. My psyker abilities had destroyed my life in every way possible short of a trip to the recycler. I'd been stripped of my family and my name. I'd been used, abused, and imprisoned. My Medicaid comebacks were overrated. Being able to breathe on my own and being allowed to heal were two vastly different things. All I could do was swim toward the colder end of the pool. Galt, will you give me a demonstration? In your courtyard under the statue of the War Master, perhaps? As far as they knew, I'd never been in their abode. Galt wore his suspicions openly.
Speaking of the War Master's statue, what's he holding in his right hand?
A bolt carbine of the Adeptus Astartes. It seems out of place, doesn't it?
It's a tribute to the unmatched warriors that acted as the tip of the War Master's spear. When did you visit our courtyard?
Downtime last week. I pointed at Lexi. She was sitting in one corner but failed to say hello. Galt looked at Lexi and she nodded, saying,
It was the night that Rink ended up in the medic hay. Somebody stopped by, but you were already out patrolling.
Lexi looked at me and back at Galt.
Funnel, I think you've asked him the wrong question.
Galt smiled.
And what should I have asked?
It was apparent that they had this sort of conversation often.
How would a Sanctionite recognize an Astartes bolt carbine?
Lexi was speaking to Galt, so I didn't respond. All I had left were my secrets. Galt seemed to get the hint.
Lexi, rouse the entire house. We've got an initiation to attend.
100 members of Clan Balagem packed one side of the inner courtyard in an arc around the central statue. Galt's entourage stood in a smaller arc around him, facing me. I spun slowly in place, scanning auras and counting heads. A reader like Lexi was unique. More common were the fiery bright or the deeply hidden, and by their serious faces, I guessed that this crowd of acolytes were the most warbound psykers of Psychana. It wasn't that they were all belligerent in personality, but that they'd simply made up their minds, accepting their destiny on the front lines of the current Imperial Crusade, and hoping that their time in Balagim gave them an edge and a crew to share their burden. The number of males and females was fairly even, and thankfully only a few appeared to be under the age of 16. I pointed out the funnel's persistent five. Who are they?
They're my pyro arc. We've practiced the necessary transfer of energy. As a funnel, once I'm called up, I'll be fitted with the gear to channel more efficiently. Those that go with me will be augmented too.
You'll be getting implants?
Yes, but we can still give you a good show tonight if you're ready.
The confines of a hive city meant that one was never outside. 400 feet above us, the footings of another sector crowded the night sky. Any fireworks might be frowned upon by the neighbors. Galt barked out the first order.
Shields!
High overhead, a blue shimmer capped the courtyard 100 feet above us. A dozen Sanctionites from the crowd focused on it. Galt surveyed their work. Small energy streams detoured from the shield makers to the funnel and back to the roof. The shield seemed to condense, becoming even brighter.
Heat!
This time, Galt's six-person entourage poured their energy directly into the man, lighting up his personal shield of vibrant bronze. He held it a moment, amplifying the surge, and poured it like liquid fire over the War Master. The courtyard glowed as if the statue held a sliver of the sun. Everyone in the clan enjoyed the spectacle and the spreading warmth, and I caught the look of awe on Lexi's face. She was a true believer in the power of Funnel Galt.
Pyros, stand down.
Continuing to bolster the shield above, Galt dumped the last of his molten attack onto the War Master. The statue still glowed. The plescrete hadn't deformed when it should have melted into a puddle. If my shield could withstand Whisper's point-blank blast, I could surely handle a few psykers from a distance. I was ready for a test. Funnel, do you have any offensive biomancers? Galt grinned.
How many?
How many do you have on hand?
20.
Give me 5.
Biomancers, front and center.
Galt organized the psykers into 4 adjacent arcs of 5 each and issued instructions. They would go easy on me.
The arcs number 1 through 4. The command is yours,
said Galt, stepping back. He continued to funnel telekinetic energy into the umbrella overhead. I didn't know how far out of hand this could get, but I had to give it a try. My safe word is Starfire. Arc 1, light me up. 5 streams of lightning twisted in at what felt like a trickle, and my psychic barrier put on a dazzling show. I thirsted for the energy as it flowed over me and began shunting some of it into Starfire as a reserve for later. More, I yelled. Arc 2, light me up. While shunting away the energy of the first team, I gathered the next wave inside, stirred it about, and held it in place. It was a close call, but as I felt my inner channel maxing out, I pointed at the statue, closed my eyes, and launched a brace of 3 massive silver-tinted bolts. Immediately, Galt barked,
"Stand down!"
My power source was cut off along with the top half of Warmaster Horatio Balagim. As the eyesight of everyone returned, someone in the surrounding crowd shouted,
"The Warmaster!"
A smattering of cheers and whistles followed. Pocked with holes and one large gap, the upper wall on the opposite side of the courtyard was a mess. Several windows were gone, and somebody's room hadn't survived the blast of shrapnel. If it weren't for all the blatant damage, I would have cheered at the thrill I felt at that moment. The energy had been profound as it morphed and jumped within me. I yearned to do it again.
Nice shot,
Galt deadpanned, brushing his hair and the utter surprise from his eyes. I could only shrug in response. Galt looked around, sensing the moment.
To the War Master,
he bellowed, drawing another cheer for old Horatio.
A midnight parade begins in 1 hour, ending at the satellite. The night watches will remain behind.
A round of cheers and hisses greeted the announcement.
Lexi, please assign Silver a room, but not that one.
Galt pointed to the Hab's partially remodeled upper floor.
I'll wait at the front door for Sykana security to respond. That had to have set off an alarm,